And so I like the sound of this. I saw on Business Insider, the website, spectacular new zip line of more than 2 kilometers across a Garden Route gorge. We're talking about the Kranzug Gorge, which is between Neisner and Plettenberg Bay, as I understand it. And there's a brand new spectacular zip line there. That's a part of the world built for such things. Clinton Larum joins me now, director at SA Forest Adventures. Clinton, good afternoon. How are you doing? Let me see. Clinton, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can. Finger trouble, Mayan. My apologies for that.
Not a problem.
Clinton, where is this? What is it? It sounds brilliant.
Well, for those of the Cape Townians that have done our 7-cable tour up in Cape Town, the zipline that's there near Kirstenbosch, it's very similar to that, but this is monster ziplines compared to that site that we have in Cape Town. It is right between the two municipalities of Betou and Neisner. And in fact, the two mayors at the launch had a joke that it's probably the fastest way to get from the one municipality to the other municipality
right.
is going over this 200-meter high, 500-meter to 700-meter long cable tour.
Okay, so it is a zip line run across the gorge.
It's multiple cables that run across the gorge. It's in a sandparks property, so it's a pristine environment. There's two waterfalls. It's ocean-facing for people who are familiar with the Kranzug picnic site in that area. And it's you take a 10-20-minute drive through the indigenous forest with us or with your own private vehicle, and then you get kitted in and you do the cables, and it's truly a magnificent product. It's probably the best of our products we've got to date.
How long does it take to do the zipline experience?
Well, it's about a two-hour experience from the drive in getting onto the cables itself with your guides. We take groups of 6 to 8 people, and for larger corporate groups, obviously, we cater for them as well. But your standard group size would be 6 to 8, and no bigger than that.
And how long are you actually on the zip line for?
Well, the tour, it's on different platforms, so there's 8 different stations that you need to walk to. Some of the stations are hanging off a cliff, quite scary platforms. We actually tell people if you've got fear of heights, just be careful of the zip line. So on the cables, you're spending about a minute per cable on the cable itself. And then we also, for the locals, have got a great discounted deal at 400 Rand to come and experience it. And our normal rate will be 800 once we really start pumping and getting busy. And then if it's within that time frame and you're still there and you still want to do some of the cables, the staff will take you to do some of the cables again. So it's quite a value add that we're doing for our domestic market at this stage.
And how do people book? I presume you need to reserve a place, do you?
Yes, it's been chaos.
Okay,
it's brilliant, in fact. Our lines are quite busy. So all of our bookings work electronically off of our large website, www.saforestadventures.co.za. And you just go to the Neisner option, and you click there, and it's as easy as that, and you follow the direction.
And how does it run in all weathers, or do you have to be careful about that?
No, it runs in about 90% of weather, so it's not as weather-friendly as the Cape Town one. So there is a bit of a crosswind coming into that gorge, and we've been there in misty conditions. We've opened up last week, and we basically fully booked for September already. Bookings are flying in for December, so yeah, it's been a really well-received product.
Clinton, thank you very much indeed. Director at SA Forest Adventures talking there about the new zip line, which runs across the Kranzug Gorge between Neisner and Plettenberg Bay.